Greetings. You're listening to Shifting Gears, and our guest today is Sol Moran. Welcome, Sol.
Hi.
Kindly tell us where you are.
I am speaking from Tel Aviv, Israel.
And would you also be so kind as to read to us the note you have on your website?
With great honor. When the earth is ravaged and the animals are dying, a new tribe of people shall come unto the earth from many colors, creeds, and classes, and who by their actions and deeds shall make the earth green again. They shall be known as the warriors of the rainbow. Hopi prophecy.
And I'm speaking to you from northern Arizona, not far from the Hopi mesas and the ancient Hopi tradition. 7 years ago, at a gathering of ancient people where a river joined the oceans, a water nation elder explained, when the living trees were no longer thriving in the Middle East and the land was consumed with desertification, people flowed into the Nile Valley like grains of sand blowing in the wind. After the plagues, when the people were freed, all of these tribes fled Egypt and followed their love of gold, save for one nation, a water nation, who continued following their love of Mother Earth. Shortly after writing this morning, I witnessed the rising sun fill clouds in the east with rainbows. What do you want to tell us, Sol?
It's such an honor to be here. I come bearing a message not of my own that I'm asked to share with others, and I ask others to share with others, which is that the Amazon is in danger, which means we are in danger of reaching a point that will be irreversible on a scale that threatens our ability to breathe on this planet, which would eventually lead to great suffering within a few decades. And according to the science and the math, we have a few months to do that in, starting now. I am in touch with and working side by side with representatives of the indigenous of the Amazon and Brazil. So it includes multiple countries. And I'm receiving direct information and footage from what is happening over there on the field. And at the moment, they are being guardians of the forest. They are, their mere presence there slows down the deforestation and other ways that the Amazon is being annihilated.
Slows down.
It slows it down.
Yeah. So I speak I'm an elder. I'm real blunt. And you're talking about these people slowing down the destruction of the Amazon, but at the same time, they are targets of genocide.
Exactly. Would you like me to expand?
I think that's appropriate, because I think that it's time to speak the truth.
I couldn't agree more. And there are a lot of facts that I can share, and I can support what I share with the same sources that I receive them from once we're finished with the call, if you'd like. I'll start with one example, and it's easier for us to understand because we can relate, and that's always best for a quick understanding, which is Corona. And the government to date has not taken a leadership role that guides the people and the citizens of the country in a way that could help prevent further deaths and losses to this. But specifically, that's speaking on a national level. I'll speak to the indigenous for a moment. Their immune system is weaker than ours. It's cleaner than ours, purer, so to speak, than ours. And for a while, Corona didn't make it to the Amazon. But I've been watching it go from zero to thousands, tens of thousands of deaths. And at the moment, the most recent example is that Manaus, which is the main city of Brazil, the hospitals announced an emergency situation, and they said that they ran out of oxygen. And not only did they run out of oxygen, there are other medical supplies that they're in need of, especially without the oxygen. And at the moment, there have been two examples I can give where there was at least a delay in support being offered to solve this problem. One was when Venezuela tried to send oxygen. Within, I think, 48 hours, there were trucks loaded and ready to go, and the government delayed it by, I believe, 24 hours.
And the government you're speaking of is Brazil.
Is Brazil. And if it was approximately 24 hours, and this is all right now, right, very fresh, happening as we speak, so I can go back and just check exactly when the messages arrived, but eventually they were let in, and that helped, but there needs to be more help. A second example is yesterday, there was an article on the news sent to me, the Brazilian news, that 70 million vaccines were donated by Pfizer to Brazil, and there was no response for the government. I don't know what's happened with it since. I'm due for a follow-up. But that in itself is not only a clear example, if you ask me, of abandonment and of indirect, I mean, you said genocide. I want to say that. Even an hour of a delay. Not saying you're still making your considerations or logistics. I'm saying legit, there's no question. There should be no question to begin with, and then figure out how long it takes to do it. Deal. But that in itself, and that's against human rights. And now I'll bring it to the global. The global is that if they die, we die. Because if they're not there to delay, and I can tell you, delay the deforestation, for example, according to the science, in the last 2 years of this new administration, there's been at least a 30% increase in deforestation. That's very high. I believe it was 17% in 2019, and then another close to that in 2020. And that means that if the ripple effect is that if they are weakened, then the acceleration rises. And if by scientific and mathematical calculations, if we continue at the rate we're already at now, we have a few months, then you can only imagine what will happen if it becomes easier to do that. And then the next effect is that the rainforest, if this happens, it may pass a point where the conditions are right for it to be a forest, at which point it gives a command that's irreversible that says, you must deconstruct. And that is, if you imagine when we are sometimes slowly dying human beings, and then you get like system failure, and then, you know, one organ goes and another organ goes and another organ goes, and then eventually it just collapses, system collapse. That's what we're talking about for the Amazon. And so the situation means if the Amazon would then wilt, it could take 40 to 50 years, but all the carbon dioxide that's sequestered in them, that's kept in them, that's held in them, gets released at a very high rate, which will throw the CO2 and oxygen levels out of balance in our own atmosphere, which are the conditions that we humans need to survive on Earth. That is what we're talking about.
So we're in a moment of stability. We can breathe. Yes. You and I can talk in this amazing conversation.
Correct.
But we know that for George Floyd, having his breathing interfered with took his life. And you're making a case that if the indigenous people don't have the health and the vitality to slow down the deforestation of the Amazon, you hypothesize they put the whole planet at risk and we all won't be able to breathe. So the need is enormous and the timing is immediate.
I and many, 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 many others and many more who come before me or us. And yes, I 100% confirm what you say, and I have the leading professionals to confirm that.
This is shifting gears. You're listening to a conversation with Sol Moran speaking to us about the Amazon, the relationship of the oxygen in our atmosphere, our ability to breathe, and the health and vitality and function of the indigenous people who have protected the Amazon. And I would tell you that I have learned over the course of my life that the Amazon was not a natural phenomenon, but was created by indigenous people learning how to work with charcoal and what's called biochar to create a nutrient condition in the soil that captured life and retained water and created this vast forest, much like what we had on Turtle Island before our forests were decimated, before our salmon runs were decimated, and before our buffalo herds were slaughtered. So it's not an unfamiliar moment in history, but I think its global extent is unprecedented.
I support you.
What are you doing to help? Because I know you've been active. What's happening? What do you want to see happen? And how can we help?
Great. Thanks, William. I'd like to refer to something you mentioned right before I answer this, which is the reference to our history, how this is familiar. I think now that we have a better understanding of where we are, who we are as a species, we understand we have satellites now who can look down and show us a reflection of ourselves. We know that we've pretty much covered most of the Earth. There is not the ability to do conquering like once upon a time, where empty lands were there. Now they have names, borders, etc. And It's a different game now. But what we can do, because the reference you made, I see it as referring to the pattern, the cycles, the we've been here before. Number one, we have more access to information than ever before, and we can gather a lot more data and be wiser with our choices and decisions. And number two, looking back, if it is a cycle and a pattern, and it has familiarity between the examples in time, then if we also look at the process that humanity went through before, during, and after, the one thing you can see unilaterally on almost all of them is that it took a critical mass to come together and have enough power behind it to tip it in one way or the other.
Right.
Wherever that ended up, right? So that in itself shines light to the macro view, the whole system's thinking perspective of we are all connected and there are systems here that we are part of. There's a lot to learn, and we must tame the flame. We must learn how to live in balance. And the indigenous have been keeping that wisdom for generations. Now, many people around the world at this point have been conquered or conquered in the past. They could be of a bloodline of people who conquered or a bloodline of people who were conquered. Either way, there's a lot of forgiveness and healing that we need to get through in this new global world. And Corona's kind of given us this opportunity to take a breath, to take a moment. The one thing it's actually so clearly pointing at is all things to do with breath, which makes it even more relevant to this conversation, that Corona affects our lungs, our breathing. And so what I'm doing and what we all need to do and can do is raise awareness and make and find solutions and alternative options to lessen the impact of our own behaviors on a critical mass level. So step one is to tell people about it, to share what we know, share online, just like all the social media platforms have used even that word. Share also what we've got, especially if we have more than what we need and there are people in need. And be wise. Use the intelligence we're given. Put it together. If there's one thing I want to say humanity created that we could now turn the tide and kind of use it to make lemonade with is technology, like this conversation right now. And if we use technology to connect us, to help us organize ourselves, reorganize, reorder ourselves, reconnect, then we have more than enough resources between us to take care of it. And resources are every single kind of resource. It's money is one of them, but I like to call money a joker, because you can exchange it for anything pretty much. And so at the moment, first of all, we're doing what we can to get resources in the form of medical supplies and medical support over to the Amazon. That's the immediate first response. Then we're in touch with some of the organizations over there that are organizing and coordinating master plans of how to take care of the entire issue and problem. They've already given us a plan. There's the articulation of indigenous peoples of Brazil, the APIB, as an example, who have built a plan that if we actually take the original plan and we really want to like to solve the problem, we're talking about less than $25 million. I know that it could sound like a lot, but generally in fundraising and disaster relief, that's actually relatively, I think, possibly doable if we get even $1 from 25 million
people. And what would you do with $25 million that would solve the problem?
I'll start with less. The immediate things we need are oxygen, thermometers, oxygen measurement devices. There's a whole list. There's actually maybe 8 products at the moment that they need immediately to the hospitals, okay? As soon as we're done with that, they have a master plan that includes everything from all the medical supplies. They've taken a toll from all the tribes in the last few months, and they've got numbers of who's sick, who's not sick, what do they need, what do they have, what they don't have, everything in the whole system that affects them, including water.
So the focus of what I'm hearing is we have to come to the aid of the indigenous people in the Amazon so they have the health to maintain the tradition and the wisdom that they've got.
That, and to use that wisdom to live in harmony with nature, like you mentioned about them gardening. I say they're guardians, but they're also gardeners, right? They've been gardening the Amazon to be as it is. The elders are dying because Corona, as we know, is going for the elders, but their wisdom is going with them when they die. And that puts us at threat, because not only are they physically, they're not as strong because there's less of them if they're dying, they're taking the wisdom with them. Then the government is also escalating and pushing for more, putting more resources behind accelerating deforestation and illegal logging. And then you have the gold diggers, and you have the now they've just auctioned off tens of thousands of square kilometers of the Amazon to fossil fuel companies to do exploration drilling, even in areas where the indigenous are. And part of the plan is eventually, if we get that kind of money or even more or less, we can start putting an earth fund, like a humanity fund together, and buy the land, at least in the meantime, even, write it to the peoples of the world or give it to the indigenous, Either way, that would also solve the problem. And we're not even talking about very expensive prices, unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately, the government is selling it for very cheap. But fortunately, it makes it affordable for humanity to come together and do something that is for the greater good. Their fight is our fight, and their government is worse, and we haven't even touched upon that yet.
There's a distinction that I think is valuable to make between resource and source.
Yes, please.
I'm particularly involved with source water.
Mm-hmm.
But where I live, in the state where I live, water is private property, so it's bought and sold as a resource.
Oh, wow.
The Amazon is a source.
Yes, it is.
And so we're dealing with something sacred at a level and significance that is more than a monetary exchange.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on.
And those are the people of that Amazon basin who hold the ability to be in relationship with source that needs to guide and inspire the unity you spoke of that we need to achieve. But to achieve that, we need to, as you say, take a breath and realize we are the beneficiaries of source, and we are the responsible custodians and stewards of source.
100%, 100%. And the peoples of the Amazon introduced me to a beautiful term that I think helps to kind of explain or be able to fathom a little bit more of what you're talking about, which is, they say that there are rivers in the sky in the Amazon. There is so much water going through the Amazon, hence the rainforest, that it's filtering. And because of the mere size of the Amazon itself, of all the rainforests we have around the world, and in Brazil specifically, the chunk that's in Brazilian territory is the largest part. There are sections of the Amazon River which apparently go to a width of 2 kilometers across. I forget what that is in miles at the moment. But the quantity of water that then is being precipitated creates what they call rivers in the sky. And then they come down on the forest. They get, you know, moved inland, go down on the forest, and then back into the rivers and so on and so forth. But they actually have so much water that it actually gets spread across much of South America, way beyond the Amazon alone, of course. And then, of course, we're talking about now a system structure, the whole Earth. So it's affecting all of us at the end of the day, and as you say, source.
So we're at the end of the available time, unfortunately. Thank you, Sol. Would you speak with us again?
It would be my pleasure. 100%.
Anytime. You've been listening to a conversation with Sol Moran about the Amazon, about breathing and life. We will be speaking with her again in our next conversation. This is KDNK. Thank you for listening.